Number 31. If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Answer: the Speaker of the House. Explanation: what would happen if the president died? Many people enjoy thinking about these what-if scenarios, where they try to think about what might happen if certain other things happen. If the president dies, the vice president becomes the new president. But what if the vice president dies? Then the Speaker of the House of Representatives becomes president. But what if his or her replacement dies? And his or her replacement? You get the idea. The U.S. government needs leadership, so it is important to have a plan for succession, or a plan for who will become the next president if something is wrong with the current president. The Presidential Succession Act, or law, lists 15 people who will become president if the current president and his or her successors, or the people who come after that person, are not able to serve or work in a public position as president.